At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Football Friday here on Sports Grid. Bowl season getting ready to get underway as we speak right now. We've got two games in the NFL tomorrow night. Of course, fantasy football playoffs are here. I'm Craig Mish along with Davis Maddock. We will preview it all, also recap Monday Night Football, give you the latest updates around the league with players who are in and players who are out. And Davis, we got what we kind of been asking for, a really great game last night on Thursday Night Football. Hard to turn the TV off. It was so good last night, going back and forth, especially in that second half.
Yeah, finally we did get something to talk about. You know, people are arguing, you know, should the Chargers have continued to go for it? They just went for it and went for it and went for it. Of course, a very scary moment there at the beginning of the game with Donald Parham sending well wishes to him and to his family. Definitely not, it was kind of hard to get back in the football mood after that one, but the Kansas City Chiefs looked, I'll say they looked 94% like the Kansas City Chiefs of old, the 2019 Kansas City Chiefs career best game for Travis Kelce, kind of in the middle of a season where Kelce has been fairly anonymous. I thought that was, they need that, right? If they are going to win the Super Bowl, Travis Kelce has to be the guy that we saw last night and not the guy that we've seen for the month before this. And look, you know, this is Craig, we get this all the time in the NFL. Hot new young quarterback comes in and we say, oh, you know, I'd rather have Justin Herbert than Patrick Mahomes. Like, that's like a take that people love to get. And just a nice little reminder that Mahomes is right now still king of the mountain, I guess, other than Brady.
Yeah, some really tough goal line stands for the Chargers. Definitely could have added some more points to the board. A story definitely more for reality than fantasy, no doubt about it. Jared Cook also, you know, kind of dropped the pass, high throw from Herbert there too. We'll get into it when we do our fantasy standouts. Here are our headlines as we begin the show. The Chiefs win in overtime. Travis Kelce's long touchdown puts it away. Russell Westbrook of the Lakers put on the COVID list. They sign Isaiah Thomas. Looks like Nick Mullins will start for the Browns this week. I actually am a fan of Mullins, but I don't know about this spot. Saturday night, two quarterbacks on the COVID list, Baker Mayfield and Case Keenum. And for the upcoming Peach Bowl, the two best players on the field probably not going to be playing. It looks like Kenny Pickett and Kenneth Walker, both out of the Peach Bowl. They're going to enter the NFL draft. We also have some other news, Davis, to get to here on the show. So let's dive into that as well. Good news for the Dolphins. They get Miles Gaskin and Savon Ahmed back on the practice field. They're coming off the COVID list. They still will need to test negative. So they're not completely out of the woods just yet. But the news not great for the Washington football team, as both Taylor Heinicke and Kyle Allen put on the COVID list. Garrett Gilbert, who was just recently signed, is the only remaining quarterback for Washington. And Davis, the line moved 5.5 points with this news. So now Philadelphia up to 12.5 point favorites over Washington.
Yeah, unbelievable. Those who remember the AAF, I believe that was the summer of 2019, if memory serves me correctly. Garrett Gilbert played in that league. I can't quite recall the name of the franchise that he played for. But look, if you are 5.5 points worse than Taylor Heinicke, I feel quite bad for you, because Taylor Heinicke and Kyle Allen, one of the worst quarterbacking duos that we have in the NFL right now. And Craig, yesterday on the show, we spent a lot of time talking about that Miami Dolphins running back situation. We had that good audio that you pulled of Duke Johnson Jr. And I was saying, look, I just need an answer. I need to know what I am doing with these Miami running backs, because in pretty much every league that I'm in here in the fantasy football postseason, I need some kind of starter, right? Whether it be a running back two, whether it be a flex. And I think a lot of people are in that position, right? We've all got someone who's got a concussion or a turned ankle or is on the COVID list. And, you know, just getting some clarity on these situations would be nice. I'm hoping to get a Chase Edmonds update today, because if Chase Edmonds and James Conner both don't play, you know, Benjamin, of course, would be looking like one of the best fantasy football streamers of the week.
Yeah, Leonard Fournette, by the way, back at practice for Tampa Bay today. So the dream of Ronald Jones pretty much dies on the cutting room floor before we get to the weekend, for sure. Also, Carlos Hyde at the Jacksonville Jaguars is going to be out this week with a concussion. Naturally, we expect James Robinson to get a full workload in that. Did I miss any other COVID headlines since yesterday? I think I've pretty much got most of it covered. Anything else?
Allen Robinson landed on the COVID list amongst some other Chicago Bears, none of them who are our skill position players. A bunch of Rams got added, but again, not skill position players. Carlos Hyde, we touched on, ruled out by a concussion. But doesn't it just feel like we're waiting? Like at noon Central Time today, or at 1 Central Time today, we're going to get an Adam Schefter tweet saying, oh, you know, player X, Y, and Z has been added to the COVID list. It's this is one of the least fun weeks I have ever had in my job,
for sure.
My career as an analyst in fantasy football. It just really has not been enjoyable.
No, it has to be. Like, it is an example, you know. And listen, last night was sort of a wash for me. I played against Keenan Allen and had Justin Herbert. But one of the moves I need to make is I have Jarrett Patterson on the Washington football team. And then I almost hit the cut button today. And I'm like, you know what? Let me wait and see if something else happens to somebody else on that team.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Or maybe even him. And it's like, that's not the way that I wanted this to all happen going into my fantasy football playoffs. But it's definitely where we are at. All right, when we come back, there were really not a lot of issues except for the Chargers offense in the red zone yesterday. We'll get to that as we hit on our fantasy standouts. We'll also hear from Patrick Mahomes on Travis Kelce. So we are off and running here on this Friday, this fantasy football playoff edition of the show. So stay on the grid. Davis and I will be back in just 2 minutes going over the wild and wacky overtime game between Chargers and Chiefs. Next, stay on the grid. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back. Kansas City Chiefs come back to beat the Los Angeles Chargers in overtime. A really impressive comeback win and a really impressive fantasy day. If you've been waiting all season long for some of the top Kansas City Chiefs that you took in the first few rounds, you got your wish last night. Patrick Mahomes threw for over 400 yards in this one, 410, 32 rushing yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception, and a lot of the damage done in the second half. Not much from Clyde Edwards-Helaire, 32 rushing yards, 2 receptions, and 18 yards. But here is where the big damage was done. Tyreek Hill, 12 receptions, 148 yards, 30 fantasy points. He scored a touchdown. And then if you went against Travis Kelce last night, I am sorry. That is going to be really hard to overcome. 10 catches, 191 yards, including the game winner in overtime and another touchdown as well. Kelce making up perhaps for a little bit of a subpar season at tight end in fantasy. And his quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, talked about sort of what has gone on with Kelce this season and him stepping up in that big spot.
I think what I've seen in Travis just over the last few years is the maturity to know that it's not about the numbers. It's about winning football games. And I think this year has been big for him where – he hasn't put up the same numbers, but his mentality has never changed. He's been a leader on this team. He's more happy for anyone other than himself. And when his number gets called, he goes out there and makes plays in big moments. And that's what special players do. And he's a special player, and I'm glad he's on my team.
No doubt. And you're glad he's on your fantasy team last night. My gosh, what a huge game for him. All right, on the side of the Chargers, if you played Justin Herbert, well, I mean, you got basically his average points yesterday, 233 passing yards, 16 rushing yards, 3 touchdowns, and 1 interception. But the key here was the rushing touchdown, which got you a couple extra points. The Chargers used a mix of 3 running backs. One was Justin Jackson. He had 86 yards, 1 reception, and 13 yards. Austin Eckler was on and off the field quite a bit, 59 rushing yards, 4 receptions, 23 yards, and a touchdown. Keenan Allen was the top receiver for the Chargers. He had 6 catches, 78 yards, and a late touchdown that I was cursing at my television playing against him. I thought I made it through the game, Davis, without Keenan Allen scoring a touchdown. Also worth noting in this one, Joshua Kelly was given a goal line carry, and he gave it away, fumbled on the 1 yard line. So, look, Chargers had a lot of opportunities to win. Davis, the conversation today is definitely around Brandon Staley never kicking a field goal in this game. And obviously, had they just kicked one, maybe this would have been a different result. But you got to like the aggressiveness for sure. Analytics have showed that this is basically the right call for him doing it every single time. But at least it creates some fun conversation. And I think that's where this is at.
Yeah, I mean, look, they just ran extraordinarily bad, right? A couple of those fourth down plays, just basically didn't come off. It was right there. That I think is probably like the biggest talking point and the most interesting thing about this game is seeing that strategy. And I think, you know, they went into that game with the right thesis, which is, it's not going to be, you don't kick field goals against Patrick Mahomes. It just doesn't work. Right. When you kick field goals against Patrick Mahomes, you go home with your tail in between your legs. So I like that from him. Definitely worth noting that if you started Austin Eckler last night, you got super lucky. The team did not lie about him being limited in this game. He played only 24 of 79 offensive snaps. Justin Jackson got more carries than him, and he was only targeted 4 times in the passing game. That was 4th on the team, less than Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, and Jared Cook. We saw Justin Jackson get targeted. We saw Jalen Guyton get targeted. And so Josh Kelly got that goal line touch as well that you mentioned. So you got lucky to get that touchdown from Eckler last night. Certainly could have been a lot worse if you started Austin Eckler, and just a really good start to the fantasy football playoffs last night. I mean, you know, Mahomes, huge game, Kelsey, big game, Tyreek, big game, Mike Williams, 3 for 50, not great, but Keenan Allen gave you a big game. And I suppose if you had Clyde Edwards-Helaire, you know, only the 9 carries and the 4 targets, certainly could have been better there as well.
So let's talk strategy here a little bit. Let's say hypothetically, because I know people are going to probably be asking you this question this week. Let's say you did play against Tyreek Hill, or you did play against, Mahomes is sort of expected, but Hill or Kelsey, and that's it, and that's all you played against. Does your strategy change at all? Are you looking for a little bit of high upside? I understand it's only one player. And in a season-long league, you know, 150 points, you're going to, you know, end up beating your opponent no matter how many points Kelsey or Hill got. But there are some that speak to, okay, well, if I played against one player and that player is like a plus 20 based on what the projection is going into the week, then there may need to be some sort of adjustment. Is that something you subscribe to or no?
Oh, 100%. I mean, your ability in fantasy football is you are able to manipulate your projected points. So, for example, last night, if you played against Mike Williams, that would be good, right? So your opponent has Mike Williams, and maybe you have a coin flip between, you know, let's say Marquez Valdez-Scantling versus Rondale Moore, right? Just two names I pulled out of the hat. Well, Rondale Moore, you feel pretty confident in this game. He's going to get 10, right? He'll get 5-6 receptions, get a couple rushing attempts. He's pretty likely to get 10 or so. Marquez Valdez-Scantling could get 0. I mean, there are paths in this game against the Ravens where he gets 0, but he also might catch, you know, a 65-yard touchdown. That's kind of been his deal. So if you played against Mike Williams, well, you'd probably be going Rondale there, right? But if you played against Keenan Allen, Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, Mahomes, one of them, multiples of them, then you'd be going, okay, well, I really want to embrace this variance because I'm probably not going to win. If everyone in my lineup just hits their projection, I'm probably still not going to win because those guys beat their projection by so much. So I totally ascribe to that. And I think that's something, that people make mistakes all the time. Another mistake I see people make is, I have a wide receiver going against my opponent's quarterback. So I have Van Jefferson. My opponent's quarterback has Matt Stafford. That would be a case where if you were the underdog, you definitely would not want to start Van Jefferson. You'd almost want to start anyone else because any points that Van Jefferson is going to get, especially touchdowns, that's going to go right into your opponent's lineup. So I would be I would be carefully observing those things heading in to this week for the fantasy football playoffs.
Yeah, no, I think that all of those things are, you know, super critical and super important. I guess sort of, you know, looking at it also, you know, kind of moving forward here, the Chiefs obviously put together their best offensive performance, I mean, since I can remember, since the beginning of the season. And, on the flip side, I do want to just hit on the Chargers. Like, I will say, Davis, like, I was okay with every single play that I saw, but it was the one that I mentioned, which was not. Like, on what earth does Joshua Kelly get the goal line carry over all of the other options that the Chargers had? I'm sorry. Like, if you're going to go for it, I mean, to me, I would have rather just kicked the field goal if that was going to be the chance.
I would guess that Herbert called that play. If I had to guess, I would guess that Herbert is there at the line of scrimmage. He sees something from the defense and he checked in to that run for Josh Kelly. Now, if he didn't, I agree with you. That is a little bit bizarre to be like, all right, game's on the line. It's fourth down. It's fourth and goal. We got to get it. I agree with you. It seems bizarre. And those play calls, those fourth down play calls that seem doomed from the second they're snapped. I mean, that's why coaches get second guessed, right? Jimmy Garoppolo running that zone read against Seattle. Remember that play? Very easy to second guess that stuff. And that's what people hate I mean, that's what I hate, right? I hate bad fourth down play calls. I love going for it on fourth down, but I hate bad fourth down play calls.
Yeah, I mean, I would have been okay with it with any of the others, but Josh Kelly has been a non-factor for the, you know, entire season, entire career, and then that's the choice. Very interesting on fourth down, even over Herbert in that spot, although Herbert did attempt a couple of rushes in the red zone too after the one that he scored a touchdown on. But fun.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their Game Time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.
The second guess, it means we had a good game on Thursday Night Football, so we'll definitely take that. All right, coming up next, tomorrow night, we've got NFL games. We think we have NFL games. We have four teams, two games being played. And so coming up next, we're going to dive into the slate on FanDuel. A little bit later in the show, we'll hit on DraftKings. And, of course, Jim Sanders will join us to break that down as well. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Well, we have a special treat on Saturday night with college football's bowl games starting and most of the games being played during the day, and there are six bowl games tomorrow. We do have NFL games on Saturday night, and on paper, these games look great to start with, and then, of course, COVID sort of got in the way at least of one of them. And, Davis, we have two. Before we get to the pricing, we have two games tomorrow night, the Raiders and Browns. And, you know, certainly this was a game that looked like a pick 'em. At this point, Raiders are up to, I think, -3 or -4. And then on the other side, Indianapolis, New England, you know, portends to potentially be a really good game. And so hopefully we won't get anything derailed there.
I mean, I hope not. I mean, it would be good for at least one of these games to not be widely interrupted. Don't know how the Patriots and the Colts have avoided the mass swaths of positive tests that some of these other teams have done. You know, gonna definitely be a defensive battle in that New England Colts game. I think that's kind of how both coaches would want to play it. But I mean, look, it's basically a pick 'em slate with all of the available value, and certainly I think the slate one. I mean, the big decider of the slate is going to be will any of the cheap Cleveland Browns be able to accrue, you know, enough points to make the optimal lineup, which I think is interesting.
Yeah, no, for sure. So let's take a look and let's start off with the quarterbacks and the four choices as of now. that we have for tomorrow night. Carson Wentz on FanDuel is priced at 7,800. Derek Carr of the Raiders is 7,500. Mac Jones is 7,000. And Nick Mullins, who looks like he'll be starting for Cleveland tomorrow because of Keenum being out and Baker Mayfield, he is 6,000. Now, admittedly, Davis, I have been an apologist for Nick Mullins. I remember him coming in San Francisco the first time Jimmy G was hurt and thought, this guy's got something. And his last opportunity in the NFL, I don't remember who it was with. It may have been with San Francisco. Oh, man, he did not play well. I think Beathard came in and like sort of overtook him. But I've been a sucker for him before. So should I be a sucker again tomorrow?
Yeah, you are correct. The last time that we saw Nick Mullins was in week 15 against Dallas. I mean, he actually kind of had a decent game there. Went 21-36 for 219 yards and two touchdowns. I think pretty clearly the quarterback that has the best spot here, it's got to be Derek Carr. I don't think the projections are going to love Derek Carr. In fact, on FanDuel, we have none of the quarterbacks projected for more than 16 points. What I will say, though, is that the Browns have already started the chatter about why they can't win this game, right? About why an anonymous Browns defensive player gave the quote that Derek Carr is going to carve them up. And anytime you go into a game already thinking that you're going to get carved up by an opposing quarterback who, I mean, look, we all like Derek Carr, you know, whatever. But, you know, if you're really that scared about Derek Carr, it's probably not that good of a position. I also think Wentz is fairly interesting here, mostly because I would anticipate that Bill Belichick is just going to stack the box and say, you want to beat me? You want to beat me, Frank Reich? We're not letting you give the ball to Jonathan Taylor 30 times and beat us that way. We're going to put a safety in the box. We are going to make you, you know, we're going to give you Michael Pittman in single coverage. We're going to give you Zach Pascal in single coverage. If you want Ashton Doolin to run deep, it's going to be Ashton Doolin one-on-one versus safety. We're going to dare you to make the throws. And I think embracing that variance with Carson Wentz is a little interesting, especially this is a dome game. The other game is going to be, you know, outdoors in Cleveland in December with a bunch of COVID stuff. So I think the Patriots-Colts game is just going to have a lot more points.
Yeah, it could very well be the case, and no one really knows what to expect. The total is down to 39 in that Raiders-Browns game on Saturday night. All right, let's take a look at the running backs. If you want Jonathan Taylor, you really have to pay up. He's 10,200 tomorrow night. Nick Chubb is just 8,000. Josh Jacobs seemingly has no competition. He is 7,200. And then both Ramondre Stevenson and Damian Harris are priced at 6,800. That does surprise me a little bit, Davis, because, you know, I know that Stevenson in that wacky Monday night game, you know, after Damian Harris scored, it was kind of like the Stevenson show from there. But and I like Stevenson more than Harris, but I sort of trust Harris more than I do Stevenson in a game like this. How about you?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think you are correct in your assessment of the New England running backs. Harris is going to get most of the carries when the game is close. He did only get 10 carries on 13 snaps in that game against Buffalo, and Ramondre played quite a bit more. Also, you know, the thorn in the side of both of those guys is that Brandon Bolden is not going anywhere. He's still getting a lot of, he's still getting a lot of third downs and stuff like that, which I think matters for this game, right? If we were confident that Ramondre was going to be playing on third downs and be getting some work in the passing game, I think that we would like him more, but we just can't be. So we're going to see huge, huge, huge ownership on Jonathan Taylor, Josh Jacobs, and Nick Chubb. I would expect 90% of rosters or something like that on FanDuel are going to have Jonathan Taylor. He is the highest projected player of the slate by over 4 points. You almost never see stuff like that. Now, granted, it's a two-game slate, so there's going to be plenty of variance there. But it's very hard for me to see Jonathan Taylor not making optimal lineups there. And Chubb is definitely going to be less popular than Josh Jacobs. I think I would go on the other way. I think I would kind of embrace playing Chubb here because I would anticipate Garrett Gilbert basically handing the ball off to him on first, second, and third down. I mean, I think Chubb could get 30 touches here against the Raiders defense. And Jacobs doesn't have a ton of competition, but Jalen Richard has been activated off of the COVID-19 list. And a big part of Josh Jacobs' value the last month of the season has been passing down work. You know, it's been the best receiving usage of his career. Jalen Richard is only on this team to play passing downs. And if you go from 7 targets a game to 3 targets a game, that is, you know, I think a pretty meaningful difference for Josh Jacobs. So my contrarian angles for this slate would be playing Chubb and be playing Ramondre.
Okay, very good. Let's go over to wide receiver, the top option. This is like a stunner. I mean, Hunter Renfrow after that career game. I mean, who would ever think he'd be at the top of the pricing? He is 7,500. Michael Pittman Jr. of the Colts is 6,800. The Patriots receivers have gone silent the last few weeks. Bourne is just 6,000. Jacoby Myers, 5,900. We believe Donovan Peoples-Jones is the lone receiver on Cleveland available in this one. He is 5,800. And then T.Y. Hilton is priced at 5,600 for the Indianapolis Colts. Love T.Y. Hilton, Davis, but when that guy falls on the ground, I'm worried he ain't going to get up. It's always a concern for me with him.
Crazy that he's still playing, because he has been so banged up in his career too. But look, I mean, he gets to play indoors, gets to play in the turf there. Weird wide receiver slate, because you sort of feel like one of these Cleveland wide receivers is going to find a way to get there, you know, whether it be Donovan Peoples-Jones, whether Jarvis Landry comes back off of the COVID list, could be Rashard Higgins, you know, JoJo Natson and Lawrence Cager, and they have another guy, Jamarcus Bradley there. You know, if one of those guys catches a touchdown, regardless of who's active for Cleveland, you got to feel like they'll probably get in the optimal, because this slate might only have 4 or 5 touchdowns. So any receiving touchdown is going to be a big deal. You know, obviously, I think we are going to see loads and loads of ownership on Renfrow and Michael Pittman Jr. Both of them, I think, will be north of 70% ownership. Jacoby Myers, I think, will also be fairly popular. But definitely, to me, Donovan Peoples-Jones seems like the best leverage play at wide receiver. He is the deep threat. Now, granted, he is going to have Garrett Gilbert throwing to him, so that's not great. But, you know, T.Y. Hilton, Nelson Aguilar, Deshaun Jackson, if he can get deep on one, that's probably another interesting name. You know, Deshaun Jackson scores a 60-yard touchdown in here. You are going to need him to win $100,000 on FanDuel on Saturday. So he would probably be a dart that I would feel comfortable throwing. And then after that, it gets very thin very quickly.
All right. Well, the money's probably going to be made with this next subject here, and that is the tight end, because there's really no one this week. So if somebody catches 4 balls for 80 yards and a touchdown, got a great shot. Hunter Henry's priced at 6,000. I believe Foster Moreau is going to play. I know he missed some practice this week. He's 5,500. Darren Waller is out already. Jack Doyle is 5,100. David Njoku is 5,000. Jonnu Smith's been quiet most of the season. He's 4,800. And then Mo Alie-Cox, you know, basically, Davis, his line will be 1 catch, 8 yards, and a touchdown, or nothing. That just seems to be his line each week.
Yeah, no, you hit the nail on the head. I do think that the tight end position is probably where this will be won, because no one is looking like the most popular option. You know, pretty even distribution between Foster Moreau, Jack Doyle, Hunter Henry, Jonnu Smith. The guy that I like here is probably going to be David Njoku, who I think I know has been activated from the COVID list for the Cleveland Browns. He is trending towards being their only active tight end right now, because Austin Hooper is also banged up. I mean, it's going to be surprising if the Browns complete like 15 forward passes, but Njoku at least can make it happen on like screens and stuff like that, because he's so athletic. So Foster Moreau and Njoku, I think, are the two best tight end plays here, but it is it's very scary.
Yeah, very thin at tight end it's only four teams, and the best tight end on both teams is out this week. So, yeah, there's just not a lot of options there. All right, coming up next, we head on over to DraftKings, and we're going to see if we can set a lineup for you for the Sunday slate. So a lot of money at stake there. So pull out your iPhone or Android and pull up that app, and we'll help you set a lineup coming up next. Also, a little bit later in the show, we'll dive into some.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityCairo.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
NBA DFS tonight. Brett Levy's all locked and loaded, and so is Davis to help you out with that. So stay on the grid. We'll be back with more on this Football Friday of Fantasy Sports Today.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
If you are ready to get the edge in sports wagering and fantasy sports, you should be following us on Twitter at SportsGrid and at SportsGrid TV. The latest news, notes, and information, including video clips from all of our shows, whether it is the Early Line, the Morning After, on our program here on Fantasy Sports Today. Scott Farrell going coast to coast, Gabe Morency, all of our hosts, what we're talking about, predicting, picking. Check us out on SportsGrid. That's on Twitter, at SportsGrid and at SportsGrid TV. All right, let's head on over to the DraftKings slate. And Davis, I can imagine that, look, I mean, most times when you're playing DFS, you're waiting until 10 minutes before lineup lock regardless, so it's not saying anything that anybody doesn't know. But there's going to be a lot of shifting in and out of lineup, I'm guessing, right up until game time. So how do you approach this main slate on Sunday?
Well, we'll definitely discuss some of those things that have the ability to change up until lineup lock. It's already a very bizarre slate, though, when you dig into it, because all of the best running backs in football are not on the main slate, right? Alvin Kamara, not on the main slate. Jonathan Taylor, not on the main slate. We already had Austin Eckler not on the main slate. My brain is so cooked at this point that I don't remember who's on Monday Night Football, but also not in the main slate. So we have no running back is priced over 8,000 on DraftKings. And we also have, you know, non-COVID related stuff. We just have some injury stuff, you know, up in the air. We have Eli Mitchell is up in the air for the San Francisco 49ers. We have DeAndre Swift up in the air for Detroit. Miles Sanders has this ankle injury for the Eagles. Tony Pollard has that foot injury for the Cowboys. So what I would tell you is we can definitely still give you some core plays and analyze the slate from like a higher level perspective right now, but you are definitely going to need not only the early injury updates, but the late injury updates. The late games this week are Seattle, LA, Green Bay, Baltimore, Atlanta, San Francisco, and Cincinnati, Detroit. There are injuries with Eli Mitchell, Aaron Jones, and pretty much everyone on the Seahawks. They have one healthy wide receiver right now. The Seahawks do. So late swap, I think, is also going to be your friend this week.
Well, I knew it was going to be a crazy slate when I saw that Jimmy Garoppolo was an option for Davis Maddock. I knew something had to be drastically wrong going into this week. So let's take a look at some core plays. Over at quarterback, Josh Allen, 8,100 for the Buffalo Bills. He looks good to go this week. Dak Prescott, lowest price of the season, is at 6,500. Jimmy G, 5,800 for San Francisco. And then Tua going against the Jets. He is at 5,700. Who knows who will be playing for him at wide receiver, but could have his running backs back this week. We'll find out tomorrow.
Yeah, could have his running backs back, which I actually think would kind of make him a worse play. But Josh Allen, I mean, he had 42 points on DraftKings last weekend. He got both the 300-yard passing bonus and the 100-yard rushing bonus. They cannot take it easy, right? If they start slow here, or even if they're up 14 points, I mean, they are on the razor's edge of, you know, they could still theoretically win the division, but right now, you know, they are in a big muck of teams in the AFC in terms of making the playoffs. So I think we're going to get a good Josh Allen game here against the Panthers. He is, I think, probably the highest ceiling player of the entire slate. Dak Prescott, two duds in a row. Not been great there, but is there a better get-right spot in football right now than playing the New York Football Giants? You might even rather play the Giants than the Jets at this point. And I said this last week on the show, but I do think Zeke being banged up should make the team a little bit more pass-heavy. We didn't really get a chance to see it last week. The Cowboys defense scored a defensive touchdown, and they were just all over the Washington football team. The offense basically didn't have to do anything in that game. Our guy, Jimmy Garoppolo, I mean, look, he's got the second highest team total of the main slate behind only the Arizona Cardinals. Can Jimmy throw outside the hashes? No, he can't at all. Doesn't matter, though. Right? It's a little pitch and catch with George Kittle, where Kittle does 95% of the work. Jimmy G still gets those points. I actually think Jimmy is kind of an appealing option this week, far more so than the field does. And then Tua, he's cheap. Devontae Parker is cheap. Mike Gesicki is cheap. Albert Wilson is cheap. They get to play against the New York Jets. Tua runs a little bit. And, I mean, the big thing with Tua is Miami just doesn't really run the ball. They are one of the heaviest, pass-heaviest teams in the NFL because they know their offensive line is terrible. So just a huge chunk of their overall offensive production goes on Tua's stat sheet. And, I mean, that's very useful for fantasy.
Yeah, for sure. And that's definitely true. They were trailing in a lot of games at the beginning of the season, but now that things have evened out, that's definitely the case. Okay, let's go over to running back. Joe Mixon's got a matchup this week in Denver. He is at 7,200. Antonio Gibson of the Washington football team is 6,000. Boy, that feels low, but I just don't know if I could trust him anymore. Sony Michel is 5,800 for the Rams. AJ Dillon, 5,700 for Green Bay. But that Gibson number, wow, I mean, that really sticks out, Davis, as low. But this dude just fumbles every game and then doesn't play the rest of the game. So I don't know. That's a tough one.
It does feel rather tough. And I also made this list before it became clear that the Washington football team was going to be without quarterbacks, as producer Brett Levy reminded me. It's not Garrett Gilbert coaching for the Browns or quarterbacking for the Browns. He is quarterbacking for the Washington football team. He was signed yesterday. The Washington football team total is now down at 14. So we can go ahead and replace Antonio Gibson. So as you're seeing, the running back position is completely in flux because Sony Michel, well, Daryl Henderson's on the COVID list right now. It's Friday, December 17th, but Daryl Henderson might not be on the COVID list when it's Sunday, December 19th, right? So then we would be feeling a little bit different. I have AJ Dillon here under the expectation that Aaron Jones is not going to play. And I like AJ Dillon either way. This is not a scenario that very many people have realized that is happening, but AJ Dillon is the lead running back in that backfield, even with Aaron Jones back. A.J. Dillon has led this backfield in snaps and touches for the last 2 weeks. And Aaron Jones got only 4 carries last week to A.J. Dillon's 15 against the Chicago Bears. Now, Jones did cash in on the 2 touchdowns, and I'm not saying that Jones, you know, isn't going to have that role, but Dillon is going to get all those carries going downhill against this Baltimore team. I mean, it's like almost unfair how banged up Baltimore has been. So the interesting strategy wrinkle is that Dillon and Sony Michel are both in the late games. I don't think we're going to know the status. We should know the status of Henderson in the morning, but we won't know the status of Aaron Jones. So that leaves you a little bit of late swap equity there. Some of the other running backs who, you know, again, I only listed you guys 4 guys. Some of the other guys, James Robinson is just going to be stone cold chalk this week against the Houston Texans, right? We got the Urban Meyer is gone narrative. I'm just not really a James Robinson guy. I don't want to play a 25% owned James Robinson. I would prefer to take some shots on Miles Gaskin, Miles Sanders, even Ezekiel Elliott, maybe Jeff Wilson Jr. So the running back position, though, of the 4 positions this week, it is the most in flux here on Friday afternoon.
All right. And wide receivers a little bit clearer, at least on the outset. We have Cooper Kupp, who is the highest price and should be at $9,000 for the Rams. Davante Adams at $8,900 for Green Bay. Stephon Diggs at $7,700. DK Metcalf should get a pretty healthy target share, I would think, this week. He is $6,200 for Seattle. Van Jefferson's had a really nice run here. He is $5,600. And with Beckham out, he would be a factor. Christian Kirk could be the number one receiver with the Cardinals this week. He is $5,300. And my gosh, boy, if Devontae Parker has eight or nine targets coming his way, that $4,300 looks tasty.
Yeah, Devontae Parker is going to be, I think, the second most owned wide receiver this week. The number one owned wide receiver by a mile is going to be Cooper Kupp, because it's just not hard to get him in this week, right? We looked at Tua as a cheap option. We saw Sony Michel, A.J. Dillon, and then I mentioned a couple other cheap guys at running back. There are also some cheap guys available at tight end. So Cooper Kupp is, again, he is the highest projected player on the slate, excluding the quarterbacks. I think Josh Allen is projected for more points, but one of the highest total projecting scoring players. And then the same is true for Davante Adams and for Stephon Diggs, because this week, so much of the projected production is coming out of the wide receivers. I think four wide receiver teams on FanDuel and DraftKings are going to be fairly popular. People are not going to be wanting to use running backs in their flex near as often. And as of right now, Odell Beckham is not expected to be active for the Los Angeles Rams. He is on the COVID list, so it's just Ben Skowronek, Tyler Higbee, Cooper Kupp, and Van Jefferson available for the Van Jefferson, who's on this list for the Rams. And the Rams have this great matchup against the Seahawks, who can't stop anyone. There's just nothing they can do. They've been so bad on defense this year. So we really like those guys. Diggs, I really like as well. He is going to be very popular, but a great double stacking option. And then the one guy who I think might actually fall through the cracks a little bit here is Christian Kirk, because so many people will be wanting to play Parker, who is just, you know, a stone cold super value there against the Jets. And what people will be doing is they'll go two expensive wide receivers and then two lower price wide receivers, and they'll kind of skip that mid-range where Christian Kirk is. So I think Kirk, AJ Green, and Rondale Moore, all of them are really strong plays this week against the Detroit Lions.
You know, I know that Huntley is not a great quarterback, but I want to try and play Rashad Bateman, man. Like, that guy looked so good last week.
He looked right last week, though, right? Huntley?
Yeah. I thought Huntley was okay. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not. Look, the Ravens, to me, are so well coached that they're going to make a game out of every game. You know, they don't get blown out. It just doesn't matter who's on that team. Okay, let's hit tight end real quick. And boy, George Kittle is just way above everybody else. I guess he should be $7,500. Goddard is $5,300. That may not be a competitive game at this point. We don't know. Tyler Higbee, $4,000. Ricky Seals-Jones, $3,400. Yeah, I mean, Goddard is really low price, and he's been really good. But I am concerned, really concerned for Washington now down to their third string. This was not an offense already, Davis, that was capable. And now I just don't know. I mean, this game, I mean, the line is 12 and a half. I mean, it could be over quick.
Could be over very quick. So I will, we can sub out Dallas Goedert here for Mike Gesicki. I never love to use Mike Gesicki when he's very popular in DFS, which he is going to be this week. You know, he's going to kind of play that slot wide receiver role for the Miami Dolphins. The guy on the other side of that game, Ricky Seals-Jones, I would have been interested in using Ricky Seals-Jones with Taylor Heinicke or even Kyle Allen as his quarterback. Definitely feeling a little bit different now. I am going to try again to make an effort to get George Kittle in my lineups. I mean, he has just been so unbelievable. It feels like he is one of the very few guys in fantasy who can get 50 fantasy points. You know, 12 catches, 180 yards, 3 touchdowns. I mean, you know, kind of replicating what Travis Kelce did on Thursday night against the Chargers. Like, he is one of the guys who can actually do that. A couple other guys to mention here. We do have Dawson Knox, you know, kind of as a replacement for some of those Manny Sanders targets. And then CJ Uzuma, if you wanted to stack Joe Burrow. He does have 6 targets in back-to-back weeks.
All right, so there you have it. There's the DraftKings core plays from Davis. Go to dailyroto.com and get yourself a registration and a membership over there. And they can help you every single week and help you out quite a bit. So make sure you do that. A little bit later in the show, we go from DraftKings to FanDuel. And honestly, it's going to sound pretty similar from Jim Sannis, from what I'm gathering here, for what we just went through. That'll be in about an hour from now. Also, a reminder, this Sunday, 8 a.m. Eastern, you're going to need our help this week in fantasy football, DFS, and season-long leagues. Joe Pizzapia and I will break it all down for you. That's this Sunday morning, 8 a.m. Eastern, right here on Sports Grid. We'll take a quick time out as we wrap up this first hour of the show. Chris also standing by with the updated top of the hour. Don't go.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. John Harbaugh, meeting with the media about 20 minutes ago, says Lamar Jackson has a chance to play this weekend. So naturally, we're going to have to wait that one out and go down to the wire. And also, Davis, I know that you've been eagerly anticipated a Bahamas Bowl update, the first bowl of the season, which usually is one of the crazier bowls of the first week. And right now, Middle Tennessee all tied up with Toledo at 7. I know that you're on pins and needles here for the end of that game.
You know, I do actually like these random bowl games. I don't know. It's just kind of like I kind of associate it with like Christmas and New Year's and like that time of year. I love to be able to throw on some crappy college football at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You know, love to watch a Maction team versus the 8th best team in the Big Ten. You know, with all of the anyone who possibly had an NFL future not playing in these games. Like it is always pretty funny.
Yeah, it is a rite of passage for me. On the first day of the bowl games, one of my good friends, his dad puts together a bowl pool, and it's a cheap entry. It's not a lot. They actually kicked us out of wherever we were before and had to join a new one because they somehow found out that there was money involved. And taking the lines that came out on Monday and looking at them now and spending an hour saying, okay, well, this is wrong, this is off, and trying to get the advantage. And then and some opinions, obviously, in some of the bowls, but mostly like, let me follow this theme which way or another. And in this one in particular, and by the way, the first 10 or 15 bowls, I am heavy on the underdogs. Then I'll shift to the favorites as the better teams start playing. So definitely on Middle Tennessee today, plus the points. All right, Chris is coming up with the update at the top of the hour. Then we have our headlines. Yesterday, Trevor Lawrence, the quarterback of the Jacksonville Jaguars, spoke for the first time since Urban Meyer was dismissed as their head coach. So we will hear from him coming up. Also, Davis and I will talk about what we can expect from the Jaguars this weekend. Will they play better? Will they play worse? We'll find out. We'll talk about that next. Stay on the grid, top of the hour. Break.
Sports happens every day, and we give you expert insights and information on gaming, odds, and more.
Every day.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.